talking to Tasmanian harness trainer, owner breeder, Barry Rattray. Barry, your three-year-old filly, New Zealand bred filly, Delightful Christian, won the classic, three-year-old classic for fillies recently. You must be absolutely thrilled with it.
Yeah, no, she's done a great job right throughout, and she got into a nice sort of a race, and the right sort of running, and won nicely, yeah.
But she did win with authority, and I guess that's the most pleasing aspect of it.
Yeah, she's got several more Group 1 races in front of her, so, you know, in order to be justify a position in them, she needed to sort of win that race, I think.
Are all those Group 1s upcoming in New Zealand, or some here as well?
No, they're all of them in New Zealand. You know, there's several good races over there, and that's why we sent her back, and, yeah.
All right. She spelled over here and did quite well. Is it hard for you, sort of, I know you like to see your horses win and in the flesh. Is it a different experience having to watch them on telly, or do you travel over to New Zealand to watch her win?
We haven't been over to watch a race over there yet. Partner Wayne is going in May, where she gets two Group 1s in a week. Or space 8 days, sort of thing. We're considering where we're at that point in time as to whether we can go or not. Yeah, but we'd look forward to that, and Wayne's certainly looking forward to that.
Okay. What was the prize money she won for winning the big race a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, it was over $170,000, the race. Yeah.
60% to the winner, which is or thereabouts.
Yeah, around the 90-odd mark. Yeah.
That's nice. Good. And of course, we don't have any news on the outcome of the other two-year-old race that she won last year. That's sort of still pending. How many actual Group 1s is she going to race in? Is it going to be 8?
Oh, look, there's 8 there, but whether she races in all of them will depend on her health, I guess.
Yeah. But is she a flawless filly? Has she got no idiosyncrasies, and she's quite sound?
She's got a heap of idiosyncrasies, but no, she's pretty flawless as far as once she's on the track, but she's got a few idiosyncrasies, yes.
Well, she's a girl, Barry.
She's one of them, all right.
All right, the team at home are going well. Benediction, we've just seen her just get beat in the Matron Stakes here in Hobart tonight. She's racing really well. She's come off 40 metres, an enormous effort.
Next question.
You thought she should have won. All right, where do you go with her next?
Oh, look, she's getting ready for the Devonport Cup. It's the reason we haven't run her, you know, when we stuck to the stand starts and... you know, so she's getting ready for that, and that'll probably be her swan song, I think.
Okay, so she got a stud. Where are you going to put her to?
She's in foal to some beach somewhere.
Oh, she already is in foal. How far is she in foal?
She's about 8 weeks, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. And the rest of the broodmare stock is sort of everything going okay there? Foals on the ground.
Next year, as your livestock, dead stock sort of thing. Yeah, next year. Lost a Rock and Roll Hanover filly out of Gorsebush this year, born dead, so, you know, she's a tough game.
It is indeed, mate. You've got to keep on smiling and keep weaving your way through it, and all the ducks and weaves.
That's it.
All right, mate, all the best, and let's hope the life of Christian can keep saluting in the Group 1s for you in New Zealand.
That would help a lot.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.